Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is CBSI in the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Afghanistan, Bill Raggio of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. He keeps the Long War Journal. You can also refer to Bill's Substack page. A map of Afghanistan. I've seen this before. It includes the provinces that are now identified with al-Qaeda camps, training facilities, safe houses, and just general bad acting by al-Qaeda in Afghanistan right now. Why is this news? It's news because, according to Bill's reporting, David Cohen, the deputy director of the CIA, has made the unusual comment that the Taliban has taken on the effort to combat al-Qaeda. Combat al-Qaeda. Bill, a very good evening to you. The first time I read this, I searched for wiggle room, but I don't see any wiggle room. David Cohen, where did he make this remark and how was it heard? Good evening to you, Bill.
Good evening, John. David Cohen made this remark at a conference somewhere in Washington. I'm not sure the exact location, the exact conference, but it was first reported by NBC News. I'm actually not surprised he said this. What he said was that the Taliban is taking on the effort, as you noted, to combat al-Qaeda and the Islamic State. The latter is true, but they're not doing it for us. They're doing it for them. The Islamic State and the Taliban are enemies. And he also said, John, that Afghanistan is not a launch pad for terrorist attacks. And this is absolutely wrong. I could point to two groups, the Islamic State's attacks in Iran and Russia, as well as numerous plots emanating from Afghanistan, and then the movement of the Taliban in Pakistan, which has launched attacks inside of Pakistan. It's using Afghanistan as an as a launch pad for its insurgency inside Pakistan, with the support of the Taliban. The United Nations Analytical Support Sanctions and Monitoring Team has been explicit about this, as well as the al-Qaeda viewing Afghanistan as a safe haven, the close Taliban-al-Qaeda relationship. And, you know, look, I could detail for you all of the reasons why this is wrong. And, you know, there's two things going. It's one of two reasons. Either he's getting bad information or he's providing political cover for the Biden administration's withdrawal. Neither are good. One is incompetence. He doesn't understand the situation on the ground or is getting bad information from his people. And the other one is malfeasance, right? That he's lying to the American public in order to cover the disastrous withdrawal. Because we have to remember, the Biden administration tells us that everything's fine in Afghanistan. And here you have the deputy director of the CIA parroting that line when we know this is false.
There's more. Here's the direct quote. Bill has it in his Substack page. We have been engaging with them all throughout this period, in various ways, as they have taken on the effort to combat both al-Qaeda and ISIS-K. And so this isn't a mission accomplished sort of thing, but it is worth noting that in Afghanistan today, the dire predictions have not come to pass. Engaging with them, them being Taliban? Bill, help me understand this. The Taliban is directly linked to the murder of those 13 American personnel the day of the withdrawal from Kabul, directly linked to all of the bad acting going on right now in Afghanistan, the murder, the brutality, the anti-women campaigning. Them? We're engaging with them to what end?
Yeah, John, it's deeply disturbing that if they are attempting to engage, I have no doubt that they are trying to engage with the Taliban. I've heard this from other people. It's just that the Taliban will be playing them like fools, like they played us like fools with the Doha agreement. You know, remember after the Doha agreement was signed, then Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told us that the Taliban would destroy al-Qaeda. I made a joke to friends that I was going to create a map Because, you know, I like maps, John. And I was going to put the number of attacks that the Taliban conducted against Al-Qaeda. And the counter would always read zero. Well, that would be true. You know, that was true in February 2020. And it's true today. There's been zero attacks by the Taliban against Al-Qaeda. Anyone who claims otherwise is manufacturing reality. The Taliban are responsible for killing thousands of Americans and our allies in Afghanistan, wounding tens of thousands, as you noted, so oppressing the Afghan people, women can't go out in public without being veiled, children, girls can't go to school. To think that we're partnering with the Taliban on something that we know they're not going to do. Al-Qaeda is operating training camps in at least 12 provinces. My information says it's at least 15 provinces. There's of the 34 provinces in Afghanistan. Al-Qaeda leaders serving in the Taliban's government. The Taliban providing ID card, national ID cards and passports for Al-Qaeda members and their families. You know, again, I could go on and on with the support that the Taliban has and safe haven that the Taliban has given to Al-Qaeda. I don't understand what David Cohen is looking at, and I can't read this as anything other than providing political cover for the Biden administration's disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan.
Engaging, Bill, does that mean money?
It's possible, if not likely, John. The CIA certainly has the capability to do an end around on, you know, U.S. restrictions to providing money to the Taliban. But then again, look at what's publicly available. We're providing, I forget what the SIGAR number is, John, but I think it was somewhere around $700 million has gotten into Taliban hands via aid that we've attempted to send to Afghanistan. That's just through, I would have to guess, ignorance. But if we're doing that, it's certainly not impossible that the CIA is trying to bribe Taliban figures. And if they're doing so, you're being played.
Yes, I did come to that. I'm glad you mentioned money would lead to influence peddling. Is that possibly how they found Zawahiri for the targeted killing?
I mean, it's certainly possible that they may have paid off low-level Taliban commanders or low-level Taliban officials or fighters, although I seriously doubt it. The amount of risk you'd have to take being in the Taliban to provide that type of information. Remember that he was being sheltered by Sirajuddin Haqqani, who's the Taliban's both deputy emir and their interior minister. He is, in my opinion, the most powerful and the most dangerous and deadly Taliban commander out there. And again, he controls the interior ministry, which means he has access to the state intelligence, the Taliban's intelligence services. He controls them. If you were found, not just you, but your family would have been killed. It's more likely that that information came via other means. Likely, this is how we've gotten other key Taliban leaders. Al-Qaeda leaders, usually intercepting couriers or transmissions. There might have been, you know, people, non-Taliban individuals in Kabul observing those safe houses, signals, intelligence. That's far more likely than a member. And even if it was a low-level member of the Taliban that provided that information, it wasn't the Taliban that provided that information.
All right, let's move over to the other claim, ISIS-K. Is there indication that that Taliban is in the field against ISIS-K? The reason I ask that, what appears to be simple question, is because ISIS-K was responsible in some fashion for the strike on the 13 service personnel in Kabul in August of 21. And yet, there was strong reporting, and you were part of the information I have, that was a Taliban-arranged suicide bomber. Is there any reason to believe that the Taliban has remained in communication with ISIS-K and uses it now and again?
So the Taliban at times can work with individuals within the Islamic State. We have to remember that the Islamic State is made up of members, disaffected members of the Afghan Taliban, the Pakistani Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and other terrorist groups. So they all have roots together. They have ties with each other. Some are even familiar ties. So The Taliban and, you know, at the high level, the Taliban and the Islamic State are enemies because the Islamic State demands that the Taliban's leader swear allegiance to the Islamic State's caliph and become a state within the Islamic State or within the caliphate. The Taliban refuses. They're in Al-Qaeda's sphere. But there are times where individuals cooperate. We have evidence out there, publicly available evidence, that at times the Taliban and members of the Islamic State cooperate. I suspect that what happened at Abbey Gate, look, the Taliban security forces that were providing security at the entire airport during the withdrawal was a unit called Bajri 313. They can have suicide bombers in their ranks. They know what they look like. The Taliban emptied Bagram, the prison at Bagram Air Base, where that Islamic State suicide bomber was released. I have a hard time believing that they wouldn't be able to pick him out of a crowd. That they didn't, you know, at the worst case here, and we just don't know the answer, John, is that they colluded with the Islamic State to conduct this attack, and it's probably likely that they just looked the other way as the Islamic State conducted this attack.
Bill Rajo, he is the Long War Journal senior fellow, keeps for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, watching very carefully the Ummah from the Mediterranean to the Hindu Kush. Right now we're looking at extraordinary information coming from the Central Intelligence Agency about engaging with the Taliban that is said to be in combat with Al-Qaeda. When we come back, who lost Afghanistan? When? I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.